New little series. You ready to roll, Raj? Here we go. It's called Here Lies Earl, but that ain't what it's called. Say it with me. Goodbye. One more time. Goodbye. How many think I'm crazy already? One more time. Goodbye. You can't preach Goodbye Earl at church. One more time. Goodbye. How many know the Dixie Chicks song, Goodbye Earl? Can I see your hand? It ain't about that. Put your hand down. Here we go. One more time. Goodbye Earl. Who's Earl? You're going to find out. That's why you want to stay listening. Okay? It'd be embarrassing. You come here the whole time, don't even know who Earl is after the whole message. Come on, here we go. Goodbye, Earl, a brand new series today, dealing with inner conflict. Say that with me. Dealing with inner conflict. Well, I don't have no inner conflict. You just lying. That's your inner conflict right there. You just a liar. You hear me? Say, dealing with what? Inner conflict. Goodbye, Earl. We're going to talk about it. You're going to find out why Earl is named Earl. Here we go. Let's go with the message. This first part of this three-week series, message number one, is identify the enemy. Say that with me. Identifying the enemy. One more time. This is how we do church. If you're not used to this, identifying the enemy. That's what we're going to talk about today. So you really need to stay with me and help me on this message, because I struggle in this area myself a lot, and I want help from you to help me today. Let's go with the message, Raj. We're rolling, buddy. Here we go. 1 John 10. Verse 9. We're going to look at it, read a little bit, then we're going to go somewhere. Here we go. Jesus Christ speaking, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be what? Saved. He shall go in and out and find pasture. Verse 10, a verse is quoted a lot. One of the most quoted, often quoted verses in the Bible. John 10:10. The thief comes not but to steal and to kill. And to destroy. Say this last part with me. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more what? Abundantly. Keep reading. I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Jesus speaking. But he that's a hireling or a hired hand and not the shepherd whose own the sheep ain't, when he sees the wolf coming, he leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches him and scatters the sheep. The hireling flees because he's a hireling. He doesn't care for the sheep. I'm the good shepherd, Jesus speaking. I know my sheep and am known of mine. As the Father knows me, even so I, the Father, and I lay down my life for the who? For the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it up again. No man takes my life from me, Jesus speaking, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. And when he was talking like this to the crowd, there was a division, therefore, again among the Jews for what he was saying. And many of them said, he's got a devil. He's a madman. Why are you listening to him? Others said, these are not the words of him that has a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? Interesting. Let's talk about identifying the enemy today. The adversary. Jesus alluded to him in that passage. Y'all with me so far? Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. Keep rolling. He's given me a new life. He desires for me to live life. Jesus does. Has a desire for me to live my life with purpose and experience my full potential. Did you know that? Jesus has that goal in mind for you to live life fully and to experience your full potential. Jesus is my good what? And he wants the very best for me. You need to know that. Sometimes we say the dumbest things. God's picking on me. You ever said that? Say. How about this one? I can't believe God let this happen in my life. You ever said that? Say. As if he's a bad shepherd. Is he out there picking on? That's what it sounds like to me when you poor mouth. Are you listening today or not? Say. That's what it sounds like to me. That's like if you played on my ball team and you came up to me and said, "Coach, I can't believe you picking on me because I struck out." No, it's because you can't hit the ball, fool. Say. "Oh, Coach, I can't believe I missed the ball the other day and you picking on me." How about practice then? Say. Amen. Say. Amen. How about desire to want to get better? Amen. You listening? It's so easy, isn't it, to deflect? Come on. Listen. Jesus is good, man. He wants the best for you. He wants you to live this life to the full. But there's a problem. See, there's a problem. Say it with me. I have an enemy. Is Jesus your enemy? Say. He's not your enemy. Do you have an enemy? Oh, yeah. Do y'all know that or not? It's this news flash this morning. I have an enemy. I want to talk about it. Ephesians 6. "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Man, that's the Bible. Did you see that? There's a battle going on. And the battle's inside of who? It's inside of me. You'll notice on the screen today, the screen doesn't say you all, you people, you this. You know who wrote the message? I did. You know who has the battle? I do. This message is for me. I'm preaching right now to Gary today. I'm enjoying myself. I'm going to pay attention. That's what I'm going to do. I'm serious. Now look, we're all different. And the strategy of plan of attack from the enemy is unique to our individual personality and past experiences. I want you to read this with me out loud. I want you to get this down today. Listen to this. Read it with me now. We are all, and the strategy or plan of attack from the enemy is unique to our individual personality and past experiences. Okay? Let's talk about that right there. Okay? Let's go back to the Word. We all have a battle, okay, that we must fight. Okay, I have it, you have it. Okay? You know who else had it? John the Baptist had it. John the Baptist said, "He must what? And I must what?" You're not on this planet going, "Well, I'm just a good Christian and I can just skate on by." There's none good, no, not one, the Bible says. There's none that doeth good. Is that what the Bible says? Sure it is. Listen, the day you start talking about how good you are is the day that you're just a loser, man. You hear me? I'm not trying to get you to put yourself down all the time, but if we start talking like that, listen, if John the Baptist needed to decrease and Jesus increase, I bet there's a good chance you do. Amen. Let's call on somebody else who had a battle. It was Paul, the Apostle Paul said, "I protest by your rejoicing which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord." And then he said this, say it with me, three words. I die. What does that mean? He killed himself every day? No. There was a battle going on inside of him and he fought that battle every day between the flesh and the spirit. And the enemy wanted him to give into that flesh. Amen. Say. Listen, he said, "I die every day." There's a battle inside of me. Matthew 26, Jesus Christ himself speaking to his disciples in the garden the night he would be arrested, betrayed by Judas. This is right after the Lord's Supper, the Last Supper. He says, "Watch and pray that you don't enter into what? The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Listen, there is a battle going on. You feeling it or not? And it'd be better today in this message if you would identify with your battle instead of trying to figure out what mine is. Amen. Say. Let's learn today. We want to make some ground up today. Come on. Though different, our personalities, our past experiences are different, we all have the same goal. Here's our goal. Say it with me out loud. Stand and one more time. Stand and one more time. Stand and one more time. Stand and fight. That's the goal. Okay? Let's keep looking. Stand, the Bible said in Ephesians 6, against the what? Wiles of the devil. Now we read that and we go, what in the heck is that? Well, let's look at it. Here's what wiles is. Wiles literally means a strategy or a plan of attack. Your enemy has a strategy and a plan of attack to attack your life, to attack your faith, to attack you from living your life to its fullest potential. Are y'all hearing me today? There is a strategy, and you need to identify the enemy. You need to identify what this is. You need to know this is happening. There is a strategy against my life. Does it come from the Good Shepherd, this plan of attack? No. It comes from the enemy. Jesus wants me to have an abundant life. But here's what we do so often. Now listen, I'm going to digress a little bit. Here's what we do so often. We think we can get us a little verse like that and we can claim it. I'm come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. We say it 55 times and we memorize it and we put it all on a little postcard and something like that. And we think that means I'm going to get an abundant life because that's what Jesus said I could have. That's what He's all about. That's true. He did say that. But guess what? You left out the first part. The thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy your life. Are you hearing me? You think you can just blab something and have something. You're living on the wrong planet. You ain't in heaven yet. I don't know if you know that or not, do you? Say. You're still on a cursed earth. You still have all kinds of problems. How many had to work last week? Say. How many pulled a weed last week? Can I see your hand? How many got bit by a bug last week? Can I see your hand? How many had somebody last week do something against you last week you didn't like? How many sinned last week? Can I see your hand? Are you hearing me or not? Listen. Jesus does want you to have the abundant life. But there's an enemy that doesn't want you to have it. And we've been duped into believing that the abundant life so often is material blessing. And so much of what preachers teach on TV, listen to me, it can only work in America. But did you know God wants the abundant life for that person in Africa who has a little cup of rice, that's all they have to eat? Why are you better? Well, because you live in this country. Does God have the same goal for that person there to stand and fight? Does God want the abundant life for that person in Africa? Yes or no? Yes or no? Sure He does. Any other views a racist, pathetic view? Are you hearing me today? Listen. So this teaching, I can send money and I can get me a quick blessing or I can blab something and have something, it really only works in America. So that must not be the abundant life Jesus is talking about. I'm going to tell you something. Here's what I believe, and I believed it more and more and more through my pain. And that is, when you suffer, and when you struggle, and you have pain, and you have attack from the enemy, and you're going to believe God anyway, you're going to get up anyway, you're going to plaster that smile on your face anyway, you're going to read the Word anyway, amen, instead of trying to get all of us to feel sorry for your sorry tale. Listen, that's an abundant life! And then you're going to start to learn, man, look, yeah, I lost this and I lost that and this hurt and that hurt. But look at me. You're going to realize I'm more than a conqueror. I'm still alive, man. And you're going to find happiness that you didn't even know you had. I'd rather get that than get something from a TV preacher. Are you listening to me or not? I'm talking about this abundant life comes when we stand against the wiles of the devil, when we fight the good fight of faith, when we put on the whole armor of God. And last time I checked, listen, anytime we see soldiers, the soldiers in the field, they're bloodied, they're dirty, they're wounded, they're hurting. But after the battle, their faces, they're so happy. Oh, they don't look all that good though, do they? Say, but boy, they're a team. And they're thrilled at their victory. That's a picture of that abundant life. Did I lose you or not? I think I did on some of you. I hate to bust your bubble that the abundant life isn't quite as easy as you thought it was. You have an enemy that doesn't want you to have that abundant life. The abundant life is not things. The abundant life is life. Amen. Say. Isn't life great? Say, to be able to live life, to be able to get up this morning. Is that good or not? Say. Wouldn't you rather have that than stuff? If I told you today, you can have $1 million today, but tomorrow we're killing you. We're going to kill you tomorrow, but you got $1 million today, but we're going to kill you tomorrow. What would you pick? I'll be $1 million, but we're going to kill you tomorrow. Isn't life great? Say, guys, say. Being able to live life. Come on, yes, somebody ought to be happy about the life you got. You see what I'm saying? How much is this life worth? Living life. The abundant life. I know I digress there a little bit. And I don't know if I made myself clear. But maybe the next couple of weeks I can do better. So our goal is to stand and fight effectively and victorious. For me to do that, I must identify my what? My enemy. Well, here we go. Earl. Who or what is Earl? This is my message and it's my title. And some of you don't know my pain and my struggle. And I'm not going to air it all on the stage today. Suffice it to say, it's been a difficult fight. I wouldn't wish it on any of you. But our hard drive went down on our computers that we used to do our TV broadcast and our YouTube and all that kind of stuff. And so I was in my office today. It's back up and running, and Roger's been working hard and is getting these messages back pumped out again because we lost some time. So I'm sitting in my office and I'm listening and watching, literally watching video material of me preach. And not just one message. One, and then I watch another one, and I'm watching another one. I'm catching up. I'm catching up myself because I haven't been able to do what I need to do. And I'm looking. And I'm by myself in my office. The team's out front. My office is in the back. And I just looked at myself. And my message is different than what I was preaching before. I mean, I'm not saying the preaching wasn't good before. I liked my preaching before. But something was different. Something was different. And I'm just watching and pressing onward and looking inward and looking forward and rising upward and expecting reward. And Alex walks in. My administrator walks in. And I looked at him and I said, Alex, something's different. And then he made this statement. Earl's gone. How many ever remember, and don't lie if you don't know this to be the truth, how many ever remember me speaking on stage and me talking about an imaginary friend that might show up and I start fighting with him and his name was Earl? Can I see your hand? So I'm not making this up, am I? Right, church? Yes or no? Okay? No, I ain't. You said yes, but I ain't. I'm just kidding. I know. You're good, Bubba. You're good. I got you. Listen to me. Listen. Listen. We all have inner conflict. We all have inner conflict. If we're a child of God, there's a battle going on. Are y'all listening to me? We all have inner conflict. And there were many times when I would preach, and you didn't know the battle I was living in my life, the struggle that I was having personally. And so often, the only place I could fight it out was right up here on stage. And I would be preaching and all of a sudden I'd get a thought in my mind. And I would fight that. I would fight that. Do I sound like a kook already today or what? Okay? Now if you speak publicly, you would might do the same thing. If you don't, I don't know if you can relate. But that's what I did. And matter of fact, it was told me many times, you know, that I had this imaginary friend. And even after a sermon or something, somebody would go, you know, Earl showed up today. That imaginary friend showed up today. You whooped his butt. Here's my point. I don't know if I lost you again. Do I not have attacks from the enemy now? No.
Of course, I still have them. I still have attacks from the enemy, okay? But I've made major ground on an area of my life that was under attack. You listening or not? Though bad happened to me, though I was hurt, though I wouldn't want that for any of you, was it good for me? Yes. It was good for me. Because God can take all things and work them together for our good to them who are called according to His purpose. Does He bring bad in our life and hurt us? No. That's the thief that comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. But God says, I have a life for you that's an abundant life, that you can live life to the full. Even when all this happens, yes. Did I lose you? And so in my life, I've seen a change in my life. I've seen a change in the way I talk to people. I've seen a change in the way my message... Don't be thinking I ain't going to be preaching ugly again. That's craziness. Okay? But listen to me. That wasn't Earl saying that. That was Gary. Listen, listen. The point is, though, how many can say with me in your own life, Pastor, I've had an inner conflict, I've had a struggle, and I remember in my own life what it was like to get a victory and to have some victory in that area of my life. But you see what I'm trying to say to you? I don't know if I've lost you. Earl. Goodbye, Earl. Amen? That's what I'm talking about over the next couple of weeks. Who is Earl? Here he is, Earl. E-A-R-L. E-A-R-L. Enemy, attack, robs, life. Say that with me. Enemy, attack, robs, life. One more time. Enemy, attack, robs, life. Listen, I would rather have something bad happen to me in my life that I'm living, and even though it hurts, I would rather have something bad happen in my life so that I and myself can come alive and feel better and have a better life, but it had to come through something bad. You understanding or not? How many would say, Pastor, I know exactly what you're talking to. I've gone through something in my life, and that's exactly the truth. Can I see a hand? You hear what I'm saying to you? Now, I'm not talking as an expert. This is like the first kind of talk I've ever given like this. So I'm just telling you the way I'm feeling. You understand or not? Earl. He's the enemy. It's the enemy attack that robs life. You know what the enemy attack will also rob? Light, light, light. We're to be a light. That enemy wants to come into your life, attack you, whatever it is. Listen, and just take that smile away. And guys, I'm going to tell you something. I stand up here on this stage sometimes, and I see some attack going on in your life. Because I see your face. This is important stuff we're talking about today. You see what I'm saying? And you can excuse make or you can deal with it. Say, I'm going to deal with it. Here we go. Yeah, I like that. I'm going to deal with it too. I like talk like that back to me. Here we go. A few more minutes. For me to live life with purpose and experience my full potential, I must deal with inner conflict. It ain't good enough, guys, to put a scripture on your refrigerator. It ain't good enough to send a preacher a check. I wish life was that simple. You're going to have to get on the stick. You understand? You're going to have to fight for you. Identifying the enemy. Let's go, Raj. Real quickly, how do I identify the enemy? Number one, I must believe there's an enemy who's at war on the inside of me. I must believe that. In my ward. He's in my ward. We just did the series Ward. He's there. I am the warden of my heart. I am the warden of my life. There is an enemy on the inside of me who lurks around. There's a battle between the flesh and the spirit. Who's in charge of your life? Somebody take a wild guess. You are. You understand? You've got to believe there's an enemy. You've got to believe there's somebody loose in the side of you. How about if you've got a building and you know there's somebody in there, an enemy inside that building, a thief that wants to rob and steal you. Wouldn't you go be looking for him and trying to get him the heck out of your building? Yes or no? Say. Well, he's in your life. That's what the Bible says. There's a thief, man. Being ignorant ain't going to cut it. Say that with me. It's Southern talk. Being ignorant ain't going to cut it. All right? Well, I'm just this way. I'm this. It don't really happen. Well, you are a nut. I'm not the nut. Keep looking. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we're not ignorant of his what? Devices, man. This is what the Bible teaches. Number two, I must realize I don't have home field advantage. In this battle that I'm fighting, I do not have home field advantage. Say this with me, being unprepared ain't gonna... I'm going to tell you, I had a coach in high school. I had a ball coach in high school. Baseball. His name was Coach George Whitfield. He was an ex-Marine. He was like a 5-time Golden Glove Coach of the Year in North Carolina. Meaner than a snake. When we got on the bus to go to an away game, listen to me. This is how we did it back in the day. You don't say a word on that bus. Now, if you don't know sports, I don't guess you to relate to this. Now, we were a championship team, by the way. You don't say a word. Oh, and by the way, there are no girls on the bus. Say, you understand? We approached a ball game like it was a battle. You hearing me? No talking on the bus. I mean, you didn't even think about whispering. That man would knock you out. But that was part of the program if you want to be on a winning team. And I'm going to tell you something, guys. Young people especially, it was before the days of iPods and iTunes and I this and I that. I got to get all psyched with my music. You do it any way you want to do it, but I'm telling you how we did it. Shut up. That's how we did it. Instead of you worrying about what old, you know, Lady Gaga's saying or whatever, how about worry about what you're going to do when we get to the ball field? That's how it was. You got to think that way in this battle. You do not have home field advantage. When you go to an away game, you're already a run or two down, buddy. Because they've got the fans. They know what they're doing. It's their field. You don't have home field advantage in this. You're fighting an evil adversary. Do you understand? What's the Bible say about that, Pastor? Satan's the god of this world, and I'm fighting on enemy soil. That's what my Bible says. The world I live in is the domain of the devil. It is. And you're going to have to fight that inner thing. Y'all, did I lose you? You got to identify it. You got to know it exists. And you've got to realize you don't have home field advantage here. Okay? For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in what? High places. What does that mean in plain English? Principalities are head officers. Powers are staff officers. Rulers are divisional commanders. And spiritual wickedness are foot soldiers. You didn't know all that was going on inside of you, did you? You thought, I'm just coming to church, Pastor. I really done ruined your week, ain't I? Hey, truth is good even if it hurts. At least when I know truth, I know I've hit the floor, baby. And then I can fight back. This happens. This is going on. All I have to do is look around this world and I can see the brutality and the carnage left by Satan's forces. I don't believe in the devil. Well, last time, he's chained to me. I don't know what's wrong with you, baby. That's what the old black preacher said. Amen. He's chained to me. That's how I feel sometimes. Amen? Say, I'd rather know I had an enemy and try to wish it away. Keep looking. Number three, I must realize, say it with me, the what? Intensity of the what? Can we take just a real quick test? How many have you experienced unbelievable pain in your life? Can I see your hand? I hate to hurt you. But how many you've experienced unbelievable pain at the hand of another person? Can I see your hand? I'm not talking about just physical. I'm talking emotional. Horrible things. You don't think you're in a battle? Say. You don't think Satan's the god of this world? Say this with me. Being what? Ain't gonna cut it. I'm telling you. Why do bad things happen to some people and they never get over them? I believe Jesus Christ has given us abundant life. I believe you can take anything thrown your way with His strength and power, and you're following Him. I believe you can get over anything in your life. Yeah, praise God. Come on. I believe it. And I could go off on story after story after story after story of people I know. But people who don't want to believe that would rather make excuses. You can be a winner. You can be a winner. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. The word wrestle. The word wrestle. We wrestle. Speaks of great intensity. You can't get a stronger word that the Bible's giving us here. This is a something of great intensity, despite. It's a firm grip. It's a pressing hand He has on me. The enemy is straining with every ounce of strength and using any tactical maneuver, whatever, to pin my butt to the ground. How many of us live life like that, thinking that? I don't want you to get so down all the time. I'm just getting pinned to the ground all the time. Now I'm wanting to start something inside of you. Wake something up that says, this is my life and I'm going to fight for it. You understand? I'm going to quit living life and my happiness based on what somebody always else does in my life. The government gives me this. So-and-so gives me this. Somebody else gives me this. And somebody else gives me this. I'm happy. And when one thing falls off, oh, I'm unhappy. How about no matter if all of it falls off, I got Him. You see what I'm saying? Say. That's what I'm talking about. That's the abundant life. He can give you that life. And along with that life, it's going to come incredible confidence. Knowing, like Paul said, hey, for me to live is Christ. To die is what? Gain. And then Paul said, you know, knowing about in this body we battle this and we battle that. And he was talking about he might die. But he said, that's all right. He said, really, rather I'd rather be absent from this body and be present with the Lord. Didn't he say that? That's an abundant life. Nobody can take that from you. Did you hear me say? Gosh, I don't know if I've lost you today or not. There is an enemy. You got to know that. There is a battle. The battle is against me. The battle's fought inside of me. The battle is in enemy territory. The battle is what? It's intense. Believing anything else is surrender, and that ain't gonna cut it. You understand? Put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, people, but against principalities, powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. The word against is repeated how many times in this book? Look at it. Look at it. So many, we get to believe this. We grew up in church. I'm this denomination. I'm that denomination. It's something we do on Sunday. Got to go to church. There's a war going on. You know why I come to church on Sunday? For me. For me. I come for me. I've said for years I'd do this for free. Sure, I'm glad I get paid, but I'd do it for free. I do this for me. You know why I come and pray with those men out in front on Sunday at 7:30? You know why I get in that truck? You think, guess who is it for? You think it's for Clyde? Say. You think it's for Jeff? I'm selfish. I get in the truck for me. You hear what I'm saying? When I hug your neck, I'm hugging your neck. And I'm glad to do it. But did you know a big part of that's for me? I need love. I want to feel that touch. You understand? I sing these songs. I look good up here. Look like the preacher's singing, ain't he?
I sing for me. I preach for me. Do what? Okay, baby, that's right, a resupply. I need it. You understand where I'm coming from? I know I'm rambling. The enemy's personality, this is real quick, not going to read the scriptures, you can go online and look at them. He deceives. He kills. He lies. He tempts. He destroys. He accuses. He devours. His power. The enemy's power. This is what the Bible says. The Bible says he's the prince of the world. This is who's attacking me. He's the prince of the power of the air. He's the prince of what? Darkness. He's the god of this world. He's a roaring lion. Revelation says repeatedly, many times, he's a great what? Dragon. That's what the Bible says. The enemy is hell-bent on destroying my life, my purpose, and my happiness. Could you say that with me? Make it personal. The enemy is hell-bent on destroying my life, my purpose, and my happiness. Now, guys, listen. I hate to tell you this. I got my hands full with my battle. I can't fight yours for you. I can get up here on Sunday morning and try to give you a little talk to kick your tail a little bit into gear so you'll know there's a battle. But you got to fight it. You understand? And here's the beautiful thing. The thief comes not but to steal, to kill, destroy. I am come that they might have life. And they might have it more abundantly. You can have this abundant life. There's no greater thing. Now, if that verse is teaching anything, now it's got to be taught that the person in Africa gets to get it too, right? Yes or no? It's not just the American church. Is that right? So there must be something deeper to that verse is saying. And what I'm thinking it's saying is that Jesus Christ, He's enough. He's enough, and what He gives you is enough, and you can make it through anything, and you can rise above anything, and He'll never leave you. You can still smile. You can have a victorious life, regardless of your circumstances, because the circumstances do not determine your happiness. You got something greater is He that's in you than he that's in this world. It's what I believe, man. The enemy distracts, he disrupts, and he discourages, that's for sure. Now, I'm almost done, but it's really important that we stay together until we get done here. Now, look at the last bit of the screen. Pretending I don't have inner conflict is what? Now, would you really help me on this? Pretending I don't have inner conflict is surrender. You've lost already. You've got to know this. Anything else is pitiful. You see what I'm saying? Say, I hated being on a ball team and going to an away game and being overconfident. I just don't like that. I'll get overconfident when they're in the mercy rule. We beat them up so many runs, but that's when I'm happy. Amen. You see what I'm saying? Listen, come on. Don't pretend this thing don't exist, and don't pretend you got the cat by the tail here, baby. This is rough. Pretending I don't have inner conflict is what? Now listen to me. Last couple of things I've written down. Here's what you do when you don't think you have inner conflict and struggle and you're not willing to fight the good fight of faith and put on the whole armor of God. You're surrendering to excuse making. And that's what you do. You start excuse making. And you keep moving to your little circle you got to do because you wear everybody out around you. Last time I checked, I've got my battle, guys. Sometimes I'll speak to you, and I think some of you think I'm ticked off at you. No, I just want you to get your act together. You understand? We're poor examples of Christ and His power by the way we let little mess get us down. You listening or not? Yeah. So you surrender to excuse making, and then you surrender to this, a bad attitude. And you just get this bad attitude. You got this bad attitude. As if it's my fault.
Are you hearing me say? I counsel people in my office, and they got, well, but you just sorry is what it is. Why is the Bible true for me, but it's not true for you? Why can people be martyred and burned at the stake and smile and sing hymns, but you let this little thing happen and the sky's falling? Are you hearing me today? I'm telling you, I know this is ugly. You surrender to poor decisions. And listen, I know, don't think I'm up here today thinking I ain't whined and I ain't had a bad attitude and I ain't made bad decisions. I have.
But that ain't going to cut it.
You know what I'm saying? We're done. Listen, that's not life and that's not acceptable. Surrender is not acceptable. You hear me? Not if you want to get rid of Earl. Listen, I will never have a life that's overflowing and that I can live to the fullest unless I do this. I deal with inner conflict. I wish I could send away and get me some sent to me. Ain't happening. I got to deal with what I got to deal with. Amen? That's what I'm talking about. Enemy, say it with me, attack, robs, life. One more time. I want you to know who Earl is. Enemy, attack, robs, life. One more time. Enemy, attack, robs, life. Can we encourage one another by saying this? Pastor, I know what that enemy attack has been in my life. I've seen it in my life. I've identified it in the past, maybe a past experience. Doesn't mean you don't have it now, but there's something in the past. You identified it, and you that sucker is dead. Can I see your, at least that past sucker is dead. Can I see your hand? Come on, come on. Encourage one another today. This works, doesn't it, say? Listen, say it with me. Goodbye. Can we say it real like sweet? Here we go. Goodbye. Earl. Now can we say it like really, I got to watch my language, mad. Here we go. Goodbye, Earl! Come on, I've lost my mind, ain't I? Do you know what? I like my new lost mind I found. You do too? Amen, brother, amen. Let's praise the Lord for His Word. I hope you got something out of it today. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You're good to us. Amen. Come on, let's stand on up. Stand on up.